Welcome to the art of going your own way. What if I told you a little story? What if I told you the people that are in authority, who are put there with our confidence to protect us, have all been corrupted? What if I told you that they sold out for money that gets printed out of thin air? So they've sold themselves out, and in turn you, for absolutely nothing. A promise from a corrupt organization, organized crime, that you mean nothing in. They mean nothing in. It's a means to an end. What if I told you that through research you can find this yourself? That this plandemic has been planned for a very, very long time. What if I told you that you going out and you taking this injection puts you into the realm of not being human anymore? Would you call me a wackadoo? Would you call me crazy, insane? Or would you actually take the time to look up the paperwork, the Supreme Court ruling that says, yes, you are now a piece of property and you really have no human rights? Would you believe me then? No? What if I told you we were at war and the enemy is right next to us? The enemy looks like us, talks like us, behaves like us, but in their heart, they have malice for us. What if I told you that this dream of America, where we have freedoms, has all been a lie? It's you choosing to comply, you and I choosing to comply with these things, that is going to lead ultimately to our destruction. Are you prepared to truly go your own way? MGTOW, men going their own way. Oh yes, going their own way away from women. But what if I told you it's so much more than that? What if I told you it's about your own self-determination? What if I told you that you have the ability to go your own way? Well, you might come back to me and say, well, hey, Tao Gal, I have a mortgage. I'm putting my kids through college. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Gotta have the money, Tao Gal. Oh, Tao Gal knows. Money is opportunity. But the one thing Tao Gal knows that you know deep down, but you either fail to admit it or you just want to stick your head into the sand, is that that money is worthless in the end. So what are you doing? Are you getting yourself prepared for more of what is coming? Because, my friends, the illusion is rapidly falling apart. what does it mean to be a man going his own way? I would say that it means that you use discernment, that you shut off any undue influence in your life, that you listen to that quiet, still voice inside you, the one from the Holy Spirit. Now, if you do any kind of Bible reading, you will learn that the heart will lead you astray. Emotions lead you astray. When you see these things that these people are saying on TV about don't talk to your neighbors, don't go out for sunshine, report your neighbors, do you know that there is only a very select few that are trying to do this? And yet, they use the printing press to buy other unwilling simps. Simpletons. Simpletons of mind. The pleasure seekers of the flesh. Oh, don't get me wrong, I'm guilty of that too. I'll have to do another Tales from the Watering Hole. Yeah, I uploaded a video the other day, and it was good, but I had to cut it out because it wasn't uploading. So I uploaded the main part of the video, not one that I created, but it basically lays it out. And you're going to have a choice to make, whether or not you go quietly into the night, or you stand up and say, fuck no, and join the ranks of the others saying, fuck no. I'll give you something. I was at the watering hole, and yes, this is a park and chat with Tao Gal. Not driving right now, but I don't feel like I can be as open and talk the way I need to talk necessarily with somebody else in my house. Not for any reason other than I just want to be blunt. And I don't want to hear, who are you talking to coming down the stairs? Yes, I'm relegated to being a basement dweller at this point in time. I've had the taste of high living, high society. Oh, I'm still employed. I'm on bereavement. I will be going back to work on Monday. So gracious am I that my employer approved my religious exemption. You can hear my ecstatic tone in my voice over it. I sit here and roll my eyes, and that's one of the next flaming hoop that I jumped through and survived. But there's more coming, more flaming hoops. Anyways, I digress. I got off track of what my point was going to be because, hey, you know it's me. I do my best to stay on track, but I tell you, every once in a while, there's a shiny object that needs to be discussed and talked about. But trying to get back on track here, I guess my point is, oh, yes. Well, you'll hit the point when I tell you. So I was at the watering hole, and I heard these dumb fucks talking about how when the next vax comes out, I'm gonna get it. I mean, these fucking unvaccinated people are putting us all in jeopardy. I mean, I took the vax so I'd be protected. But now these unvaccinated fuckers, the ones that aren't doing it, they're gonna kill us. I'm thinking to myself, and you've heard this before, but I'm thinking to myself, so you got vaccinated to protect yourself, so you're protected. But an unvaccinated person can do what to you? So why are you concerned? Well, you know, I can still get COVID. Yeah. So what was the point of actually taking the vaccine? Well, it just minimizes the effects. Oh, so a cold that you could have gotten, that you had less than a 1% chance of dying over, you've taken a vaccine to protect you against that, but now you're afraid that somebody who's unvaccinated will give it to you, but where the vaccinated are filling up the hospitals now? You guys know that I lost my father last week. And I'm dealing with internment things for him. Got a beautiful urn. Waiting on a few things. Trying to move on with life, yet still have that respect for my father in the actions that I do, in the things that I do. I tell you, the world we live in right now, you know it, you see it, it's clown world. Everything's upside down. What you were taught as a younger man, if you were lucky enough to be taught this, is a good work ethic and pull yourself up by the bootstraps. Try to provide stability for yourself and your family. But yet, again, we let evil people get in. And how are we going to get these evil people out? Now they're protected by the system because they've become the system. They've sanctioned evil doing and feel that they have nothing to worry about. I'd like to say that they got a lot to worry about. There's people out there that will hit a certain point. And then talk is over. There will be no saying, I'm sorry for this. We're under attack. Where does it begin to start routing out this evil? You think it's take out Biden and camel toe? No. See, what's the best way to knock down a house? Is you take out the foundation. Some say it's going after the head of the snake. But the snake's a hydra. More heads will pop up. You have to take out the foundation. And that means starting at lower levels. They use fear from on top to control everybody down below. But what if the fear started coming from down below and moving up? Think about that. Oh, you're just a crazy motherfucker, Tao Gal. Oh no. It's like throwing a pebble in a still pond. The ripple effects. They make things happen. Do you think it's time to start looking at the corrupt ones high up that push this shit down? Or do you think it's time to start dealing with the ones at the lower level that keep pushing the shit from on high? I think it's going to take a little bit of both. Just a thought. not saying a damn thing. I'm not saying use violence. I'm not saying hurt anyone. I am saying you're gonna know what to do when the time's right. You know, think of that. I've seen this recently again. It brought it to mind. Braveheart. And there's a meme out there. Not every man, or every man dies, but not every man truly lives. You're going to die. Is it going to be on your knees? Well, look at you, Mr. Religious Exemption. You get down on your knees and pray all the time. Oh, yes. Yes, I do. I pray to a higher power. A power not of this world. Not the God of this world, but the God of the universe. So, my friends, I had a conversation the other day with Sinister, and we were talking about things. And boy, oh boy, his situation sounded a lot like mine. Divorced, stuck with the debt, few other things in there. Sound familiar? I bet it sounds familiar to a lot of you gentlemen out there. This is why your buddy will never get married again. Will never go deep with a woman. Oh, I'll have a relationship. You know, I'll go balls deep. Because I'm not going to cut certain things out of my life. But anyways, you guys know this from listening to me. It's time to walk away from these things that are holding you down. It's also time to have an understanding of the relationships in your life. You cannot be held hostage by other people in your life because it neuters you from doing the right thing. People all have their decisions to make. I cannot be held back because my mother now needs me and needs extra help from me. You can't be held back. Your children. You do it for them. You don't cower and think you're protecting them. You stand up and protect them. And if you get cut down, you can't worry about your children. They will live, but they will know that you were a decent man. You did the right thing. This bill of goods we've been sold where they hide death in the society. It should be front and center. Everybody dies. Knowing that your time is limited will allow you to make the right choices. Live a good, decent life. It's time to put on the Punisher mask. It's time to start punishing these people. It's time to start setting these fucking retards that have been double, triple vaccinated straight. I sit there at the watering hole sometimes and I just kind of keep my mouth shut and I listen. And boy, I want to say stuff. Don't necessarily want to be an instigator, but that's where I'm being called to be. What are they going to do to me? They're going to ostracize me? Whoop-de-fucking-do. Are they going to lock me up and kill me? Possibly. But you know what? You don't do it it's going to happen anyways. You don't comply yourself out of tyranny. You fight yourself out of tyranny. And what is that saying? That the tree of liberty must be watered with the blood of tyrants. Everybody has a choice. Oh, I still want to live a decent life. I was up at the watering hole last night. I'll go off on a tangent here. And Widow came up and spent a little time with me. One of my buddies was up there too. And, you know, the interesting thing, I'm kind of noticing this more and more. It's like Cheers, a place where everybody knows your name. I got people saying hi to me and using my name. Hey, Taugia, how are you doing? I'm like, good, how are you? I don't know their fucking name. I see them every once in a while. How the fuck do they know my name? Apparently, I make an impression. You know, I have these conversations with you guys here, and you get a little snippet of your buddy Taugia every once in a while. You don't know me outside of this, but I give you the essence of who I am most of the time. I'm just some dumb fuck out here trying to make it in life who's going to die eventually. I try to have conversations and bring things to light. I appreciate those of you that have a courtesy about you to contact me and have conversations and talk a little deeper on things. So many of you have reached out to me to offer condolences. Thank you for that. You know, it may sound like your buddy's wishy-washy on some things sometimes. It's because I haven't fully come to a conclusion on certain topics or basically living life a certain way. I can tell you this, though. The blessings in my life continue to multiply because of the stand I've taken on how I live my life. Oh, that doesn't mean that your buddy's not going to have hard times again. That doesn't mean that your buddy's not going to lose more people in his life. It just means that I've taken a principled stand. And the blessings just keep pouring out. I've created a space in my life where a good woman has stepped into it. Here he goes, repeating again. I will never get married again. I will never allow somebody to have control over my life through use of the state. I sit here and I think about my ex and how she probably sits there and thinks that she's gotten away scot-free. I'm here to tell you that ain't the case. Not that I'm gonna do anything. I just look at the way that that person has lived their life. What limited window I get into it. I don't have to do a damn thing. Because that person lays out their own path of destruction. I just sit back and every once in a while I hear a little something or I notice a little something, and I say to myself, good for that person that they've had misfortune befall them. Well, that's not very Christian of you. Well, what does it mean to be a Christian? It means to be a follower of Christ. Yes, love your enemies. Sure. I would hope that that person would repent for what they've done and come to certain realizations. But I'm not holding my breath on that. It's time to refocus your life, gentlemen, on what truly matters. Are you going to be a slave to the system? Sounds like you're a slave to the system with that exemption you got. Well, you know, we do what we have to do sometimes. Does it completely define us as people? No. Life is a learning process. It takes time to put on that armor. It takes time to learn how to fight. Oh, just because you got a sword thrown in your hand, you think you're the best fighter ever? No. You need to learn how to dodge, parry, block, thrust, slash, hack, chop. It doesn't come natural, gentlemen. There are so many aspects of life that you need to learn how to navigate, control, understand, comprehend, to be able to be a force to be reckoned with. So I give this to you, that you take a few minutes to think about how and what changes you need to make to become a force to be reckoned with. How can you get yourself into that situation? I know those that have listened for a long time know the importance of having fuck you money. All right? That is huge. When you have fuck you money, then you are uncontrollable. But think of it this way. The money's worthless. So, what is the true capital of fuck you money? It's yourself. Once you steel yourself, put on that armor, then you are the fuck you money. When you trust in your abilities, have faith in God to protect you and lead you through turbulent times, do you think that every Christian on this planet was just weak and not a fighter? David built up armies. Think about that. You might have to raise the sword. When it comes a knocking on your door, and it will, because like a woman, when you give her an inch, she takes a mile. Yeah, there can be a sexual pun in there too. You give her all the inches when you give it to her. And when she doesn't listen, you give her the tip. Open your mouth. I'm going to feed you a little bit of something. Anyways, some things to think about. Let me know in the comments if you think I'm fucked. Let me know what salient point you got. You know, I tell you, when you lose somebody that you respected deeply, oh, he had his faults. He was a meek and mild man, but he was strong. He knew when to stand up. Told you, it's the changing of the guard. And we need strong men out there. Any of you men going through a divorce, you tell the bitch how it is. And you tell the system to go fuck itself, because you're not a slave. You are not a slave. And if they want to impose shit on you, let it go. I'm here to tell you, you can rebuild your life better than ever. Oh, you think that that credit score means shit? Well, you know, I can't. No, no, no. This is why you live with cash. You live in your means, below your means, actually. Get those shinies for trading outside. Be able to barter your services. It's gonna come down to that, because this system is already done. It's done. We're not going back. With that said, leave a comment. Let me know what you think. There is an art to going your own way. Peace.